In order to narrow a very wide field, I've decided to focus on two writers I feel have directly inspired and influenced my own work, Daphne du Maurier and Hilary Mantel. I first read du Maurier's Rebecca while studying for A-levels. A well-meaning English teacher had encouraged me to read the classics, and I was earnestly trying to get to grips with the likes of James Joyce, Dostoevsky and Zola, believing that real literature was the preserve of such eminent luminaries. I picked up Rebecca as a bit of light relief. It was just that, but not in the way I had expected. The novel was a breath of fresh air, in sharp contrast to the weighty male voices with which I'd struggled to engage. It drew me in. Deft, atmospheric and nuanced, deceivingly dark, with a dramatic, compelling story at its heart. It was a mind-opening realisation that literature didn't need to be difficult to be good, and that commercial didn't mean trashy. Du Maurier's commercial success and subsequent relegation in the eyes of the literary establishment meant nothing to me. Rebecca proved that literary merit is not the antithesis of a good yarn. It is possible, perhaps preferable, to do both. Something of Du Maurier's style must have seeped into my subconscious, for many years later, with Rebecca now acknowledged as a modern classic, my own work is often compared to hers. I tip my hat to the author for that formative lesson. When Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall was published, I was attempting to write my first historical novel, so, not wanting to be influenced, I avoided it. By the time I picked up the paperback, it had already won the Booker. Here was everything I expected of Mantel: clean, precise prose, clever, dark humour, but also something more. The recreation of a historical world, and a historical figure so real, so human and universal, that it demonstrated to me at exactly the right time just what was possible in historical fiction. I saw the past brought into the present, and the present shining a bright beam on the past, with considered, convincing insight. It made me think afresh about what I was trying to achieve. It's a book with which I have a contradictory relationship, at times inspiring feelings of despair and a conviction that I will never write anything that good. But more often, it inspires me to keep striving, to take risks, to attempt the projects that scare me, to push myself to be the best that I can be. And it's not just the books I admire. Mantel's series of BBC Reith lectures given in 2017 examined the value of writing fiction set in the past and the complicated relationship that we have with history. With a storyteller's eloquence, she champions and legitimises a literary genre that has, in years gone by, been much maligned, and to which I have dedicated much of my adult life, as both reader and writer.